Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Another Hughes Blue coming up in just a few minutes. Your chance to win an Eagles Kelly Green jersey. Well, green is the color of the day. Red was the color of the month last October. We're hoping to get back there again, but it might take some big work from Dave Dombrowski between now and the deadline tomorrow at 6 p.m. Joining us right now, Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman to talk about that and what the Phillies might do. John, how you doing? I'm sure pretty busy right now.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. John, we're trying to figure out what's going on with our Phillies. Man, what from your purview, what do you see what's going on with this team right now?
Well, all I hear is they want a right-handed bat, a back-end starter, and relief. Dave Dombrowski is a deal-maker, so I expect him to do something. Those don't seem like major deals. I think they just think their team has underperformed to some degree, and they'll be better, and they'll be able to beat out the Arizonas, the San Franciscos, and the Miamis and get that wild card.
John, what is the caliber of right-handed bat? I'm assuming left field is where the Phillies are looking right now that is out there. We know Grichik just went to the Angels last night. What kind of names are floating out there? I know you've reported on the Mets guys that could be available here.
Yeah, I mean, there are the position market is really terrible. There really aren't – the list of guys who seem to be out there available is mostly starting pitchers right now. There aren't a ton of position players. I mean, Bellinger was the best one we thought would be traded. Doesn't appear that he's going to be traded. He's also left-handed. Not a ton of right-handed bats. I guess you could look at the Cardinals, who are sellers. They've got Tyler O'Neill. They've got Dylan Carlson, who's a switch hitter. You know, they've got a few potential guys, but not a ton. I mean, Seattle seems open to stuff. Would Teoscar Hernandez be traded? I'm not sure. You know, we really have not heard a lot of good names out there on the position front at all. I mean, Jaime Candelario is going to get traded from the Nats, but not sure that he would be a fit with Philly. I think it would be an outfielder, right? So, St. Louis on the surface would look like the best bet.
When I look at this and look at how the Phillies could potentially upgrade this team, what do you think it's going to cost? Because it seems to me like if a team know that you're trying to upgrade, they're going to try to fleece you as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, teams don't like to give up prospects. Dombrowski's been better about that over his career than most. He has given up prospects. But, you know, if you're looking for a fifth starter or even a fourth starter or bullpen or the righty bats that I mentioned, you really shouldn't have to give up your top prospects, So I'm not really expecting anything huge from Philly. Like I said, I think that their team, obviously they had a World Series team from last year that really performed well in the second half. And obviously Harper's back now. And, I think they feel like they should be better than what they are, and certainly better than Miami and Cincinnati and San Francisco and all those teams that seem to be outperforming this year.
John, are the Mets about to move Verlander? Is that next? Scherzer went over the weekend to Texas. Is Verlander the next big name that we could see move before 6 o'clock tomorrow?
I would think so. I think that the vesting option for 2025 for $35 million is a complication because you're not really sure how to value it, but I think they'll need to figure that out. There are teams interested. He has pitched better than Scherzer. Obviously, Texas liked Scherzer for whatever reason. Verlander's got a 1.4-something ERA over his last six starts, and he seems willing to accept trades just like Scherzer did. I think it's kind of been made clear to them, and if you read between the line and the quotes in the paper, they're not likely going to sign big free agents over the winter. You know, obviously their team isn't very good right now, and it's getting worse by the day. So, my understanding from talking to people in the clubhouse is that, and his own quotes, Verlander is open to accepting a team that's trying to win in the short term.
John, are we going to see a different deadline? I mean, we started last year with the extra playoff team. Obviously, it's extended to now. Are these deadlines about to change? Because it feels like there's less teams that are absolutely no doubt about out of it. I mean, John, I'm counting them now. It's maybe 10, 11 teams that are more than five back of a playoff spot, which means, you know, 20-ish teams still think they've got a shot here. Could we see a deadline where teams that are in it sell? I'm thinking Adam Duvall and the Red Sox. They're in it. Maybe they would sell Duvall to the Phillies. Could we see that kind of deadline where teams that are in the race actually do sell players and then kind of do things a little differently?
Yeah, I mean, there are teams willing to do a little of both if they're in the middle. And, you know, I mean, this is basically where the big deadline has been for a long time. We used to have a deadline on September 1st. It gave some teams a little more chance, but then you'd have to get the guys through waivers, and there usually weren't big trades done in that second deadline. Verlander was moved in the second deadline in Houston. Obviously, that ended up being a big move. But for whatever reason, they've made it one deadline. And I don't know if you think this is early. I mean, normally a team should know how good they are after 105 games or so. But, you know, I mean, there are obviously a lot of teams that have been kind of going back and forth, right? I mean, San Diego looked like it might sell. They certainly were considering it. Now they don't look like they will. Cubs looked like an almost certain seller 5 days ago. Now they don't. And it's all based on a few games here or there. And it is a little bit odd that we don't usually count small sample size that important. But right now that's the way it is. But, I mean, personally, I think 100 games, you should have some idea whether you're a World Series contender or not.
When you talk about contenders, do you think the Cincinnati Reds, do you think they're for real?
Well, they're for real to win that division. Now, that's not a great division. I mean, are they a World Series contender? Not as things stand. They need to get some more innings in that rotation. Right now, they're counting on some young guys coming back for the rotation, but difficult to win in this day and age with a lot of young pitchers. I do love their nucleus, their position player nucleus. They look like they're going to be really good going forward. But for real, they're certainly a contender for a playoff spot. If they don't do anything for the World Series, no, I don't think they're a contender.
We're talking Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, MLB trade deadline tomorrow at 6 o'clock. John, when you talk to people around baseball, what is the reaction? What do people think's going on here with Trey Turner in Philadelphia? It's been really disappointing. He's been one of their worst hitters this season, and we know how great of a career he had. He got $300 million this offseason. It just hasn't hit here yet. What have you heard? What are people saying when you talk about Trey Turner?
Well, I think it's, you know, the pressure of the new contract and coming to a tough town. He wanted to come east. He didn't want to be on the West Coast. And, you know, he turned down extra money to come to Philadelphia, which was a really good spot for him. He'd been in the division with the Nats. You know, I've been there to the games. The fans have been pretty nice to him, considering. So I don't know, you know, if it's something that he's imagining. You know, obviously, Philly's got that reputation for being very tough. But I think it's just generally the big contract. I mean, we saw that with Castellanos last year, right? I mean, he wasn't very good for considering he had signed a $100 million deal. I know that was only one-third of what Turner got, but he's obviously a very good hitter, and he's showing that this year. I think Turner will be fine after this year. You see that a lot. I see that in New York where a guy comes and he's not that great at the beginning. I mean, A-Rod, but he only had 36 home runs his first year, something like that, so he wasn't really himself. Giambi, same thing, wasn't really his best right at the beginning. I think it's typical of guys who sign that big contract, go somewhere new, and want to show that they are worth that contract. So I think he'll be fine going forward.
John, let's end with this. Last week, the report came out that the Angels are taking Ohtani off the market. They're not going to move him. They're going for it. They trade for Giolito. They trade for Krohn and Grichik. They're trying to make the playoffs. As time goes on, do you think we'll look back as it was a mistake by the Angels that they should have sold the best player ever before free agency, or do you think this was the right move?
Well, I guess it depends on whether he resigns, because that is their goal, to keep him long-term, more than to make the playoffs for the first time since 2014. It's pretty clear that what they want to do is keep Ohtani, and as Mike Trout told me in spring training, we want to make the playoffs to give ourselves a chance to keep Ohtani, and that really is the whole ball of wax, you know. And I know a lot of people think that they have no chance, particularly if they don't make the playoffs, which right now is probably around 50-50 at best. I'm not so sure. Artie Moreno, the owner there, has signed Mike Trout twice, once to a record deal. He signed Hamilton. He signed Pujols, Wilson, Rendon. Obviously, that didn't work out, but he collects stars, and he's going to do everything in his power to sign Ohtani however he can. And so I think they've got a chance, even though they have not been a consistent playoff team, even if they get in there this year. The one thing I'd wonder about, though, is would they trade Trout to try to make room? Because you sign Ohtani, that's going to be huge bucks, send them way over the threshold, which is the first year they're even over at all. And I think to sign Ohtani, you're probably going to have to show that you're going to be a contender going forward and signing other players, and it's going to be expensive. I'm just wondering if they would consider trading Trout. He obviously has no trade powers, and you know, probably would only accept going to Philly or New York. But you know, I think everything's on the table for this, because I do think that their whole goal is to keep Ohtani. And unlike others, I'll give them a little bit of a chance to do that.
It will be fascinating. And you just got everyone's ears to perk up and fill it up when you said the Trout's name. John, we always appreciate hopping on. We know you're busy up until 6 tomorrow, so we'll be following and reading. Thank you so much for joining the show today, John.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
There we go. John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider there.